一切Jesus is here. Oh, Jesus is here. Oh, Jesus is here.Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful grace you have given unto us again to gather for the last service of the day. Lord, we thank you very much, O Lord, since we entered into this auditorium in the morning. The presence of God has been made manifest in the Sunday school program. The persons that you use, O Lord. Lord, in the worship service in the morning, special numbers.Lord, the preaching of your word. Father, we thank you because heaven and earth will pass away. Your word will never pass away unfulfilled. For thou, Almighty God, will watch over your word to perform it. Once again, Heavenly Father, we pray, O Lord our God, that that word will not stand against any of us on that day. In that precious name of Jesus Christ, our Father and our God,Everyone has one need or the other, one desire or the other. May every need be according to your will, and every desire be according to your will. And your will is your word. May you meet with every one of us, Lord. While you are passing by, blessing your people, do not pass any of us by, O Lord. O Lord God Almighty, take man out of the way. Let people look beyond man and look away to Jesus Christ and receive your blessings from your word, whether in doctrine,Whether in rebuke, whether in a correction, in instruction unto righteousness, may you help us, O Lord. We want to pack this message in our heart. Lord, we don't just want intellectual belief. Help our unbelief, Lord. Forgive us of our sin, O Lord. May your blood stand for each one of us. Let your glory be made manifest. Speak, Lord, for your children are listening and ready to obey your word.And do your will. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Set the captives free. Break every power of darkness. Baptize souls with the Holy Ghost. Turn backsliders unto you, Lord. Thank you, our Master. At the end of this service, may there be no fever in our midst. Be with your servants over there, Bakatari. And everywhere all over our country where the service is going on, may your presence be there, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray with faith and with all thanksgiving. Amen.Praise the Lord. Children, the ones in the front. I hope you know when we come to church, we don't come to play. Right? Do you play in the Sunday school? Do you play in the Sunday school? Don't, you can answer me, that's all right. God bless you. You must make sure when you come to church, when the preacher is preaching, I mean, praying, you close your eyes.You do what? Close your eyes. God bless you. Praise the Lord. If we just have the song service and then we close for the day,
I believe it's worth it. But since it is two services, there's nothing we can do. So thank you for your patience. God bless you for staying behind for the afternoon or evening service. May the Lord enrich our soul one more time. Let's turn in the Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. We'll read from verse 10 to 15. Matthew chapter 3. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. This is John the Baptist talking to those religious people in his day. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Verse 13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered, said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Amen. May the Lord bless his word into our heart. Shall we be seated? God bless you. Well, Abraham taught us that he said one time he was discussing with his former Baptist pastor, Dr. Roy Davis, and said that when they were discussing, he said, Jesus Christ baptized John the Baptist. Well, Abraham said, I don't think so. He said, you know, he said, Jesus baptized John the Baptist. He said, it cannot be so. He said, because he said, nobody was worthy to baptize John the Baptist. So Jesus has to baptize John the Baptist. Theologians, they are terrible people. But we thank Almighty God. Papa said one day, as he was just meditating, said the Holy Ghost come and reveal it to him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, like I was saying on Wednesday, I dropped a few things for us that Brother Bam said here, you cannot want to go into the core of the sermon wherever we reach, we stop. He told us here that, look, you know, I said, you cannot do the will of God, or you cannot fulfill all righteousness without it being revealed to you by God. Is that right? Oh yes. May God help us. Because Brother Bam made us to know that Jesus recognized in John that John the Baptist, being the messenger, the forerunner of the Messiah that was to come, he recognized Jesus Christ as the Messiah. Amen. So John, Jesus recognized in John being the word, that the word came to the prophet. Jesus, the word, came to the prophet. Are you there? Came to John the Baptist, the prophet. So both of them, Baba said, they recognized one another. And then when Jesus came and told him, no, and John said, do you come to me? I need to be baptized of you. Come down to me, Jesus, and suffer it to be so now. For thus it is becoming unto us to fulfill all righteousness. And then John baptized our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. All right. Paragraph 98, please. I don't want to go back to all that we have said before. Now, Bible says, Jesus and John the Baptist, they both clearly had an understanding as the light of the age. Jesus will tell John the Baptist, you are the light of the age. Your desire and your will is to fulfill the word of God for your age. Because in the wilderness, as we had in the morning, John the Baptist, children, listen. John the Baptist, you have heard this several times. John the Baptist was taking, look, it is common and that as the son of a priest to go to the school of priest Zechariah, his father. But because he had a job to do for the Almighty God, God wouldn't want John the Baptist to be contaminated. So at the age of 9, after the death of his father, the Holy Spirit drove him into the wilderness. And he was there for 21 years. He was there for 21 years. A 9-year-old boy. If I ask, who is a 9-year-old boy here? Any of you? 9 years. God bless you. I cannot see your face. God bless you. Okay. Like a little girl, I know that. Sang, you know, that clock 10 in the morning. She was so excited. She said, thank God, I've clocked 10. Amazing grace, sang amazing grace. So now, John the Baptist was taken to the wilderness at the age of 9 to be trained by the Holy Spirit. That is why Jesus was testifying of John the Baptist that, look, I know your will. I know your desire is to fulfill the word of God for this hour. Because this revelation of who you say I am, you did not receive it in the theological school. But the Holy Spirit told you that upon whom you are going to see the Holy Spirit like a dove coming upon me and abiding, I am the one. So it is becoming of you because what? Jesus was the sacrificial lamb. Can we say amen? He must first of all be washed before he can be presented. Praise the Lord. So Jesus recognized in John. Now the Bible says here, paragraph 98. For anyone knows that we are living in the evening light. The prophet said, it shall be light in the evening time. And so we know that we are living in the hour that in the hour of the evening light. So Lord, help us to realize that. It's a prayer. So help us, Lord, to realize that. Now the prophet wants to take us into the life of characters in the Bible. Are you there? He wants to take us to the life of the characters in the Bible. Right from Genesis to the New Testament. Listen now. Let's go back, 99, for a little bit, and take up some characters that knew their position in their day. If you don't know your position as a Christian, you cannot be able to fulfill all righteousness. If you don't know your position as a believer, if you truly believe in your heart and you have been filled with the Holy Spirit, you will not be able to stand criticism. You will not be able to. You will not be able to stand for the message. Listen to the prophet. He said, in their day, were willing to stand criticism or anything else that the word of God might be fulfilled. You must be ready. Amen. Without any hesitation, no matter what comes, because you are going to face this thing. If you don't face it now, you are going to face it in the future. May God help us. And there is no future, but we are waiting for the coming of the Lord. God help us, church. Now, he said, let us take, for instance, Noah and his day. It was becoming of Noah after he had met God. You see, you must have personal revelation. Meeting God personally. Look, God speaks to his children today. God still confirm his word today. Listen, those people of old time, when they stood for Christ, Christ stood for them. They were never disappointed. I tell you today, if you will stand for Christ, Christ will stand for you. He met God. Listen, Baba said, after he had met God and knew God's plan for the day. If it was becoming to Noah for that day to stand, because he has met God, there were critics in his days that criticized him for building the ark. We go for wood. But that was God's instruction, divine instruction. God revealed it to him personally. And we know how the prophet taught us that, you know, the gopher wood was spongy. That when you cut it down, it became light. That if you match on it, you just sink. But the thing is, when God gave him the specific instruction, pitch it within and without. Noah knew that if he did not do that, follow that instruction, he knew that his household would not be saved. Listen now, you cannot do anything unless you know what you are doing. You must know that it is the will of God. The will of God is the word of God. And we must fulfill righteousness. He told us before, he said, what is righteousness? His word. Are you there? The righteousness of God today is the word of God. Listen, now, you must know that it is the plan of God and his desire. And it is revealed to you. Then, there is nothing going to stop it. Amen. Men of old that had revelation, met God face to face. They had God. Not with ordinary air. They had God inside their heart. Oh my. They could stand firm. Nothing shaking there. May God help us. No one knew, because he had not got his ministry from some school of education, but he had talked face to face with God. And he knew that there was coming a flood. Hallelujah. He knew there was coming a flaw in the midst of unrighteousness, in the midst of filthiness, in the midst of corruption, when all flesh has corrupted themselves. And he grieved the heart of God that he made man. Oh, man. And God decided to wipe out all flesh. Man, beast, whatever, birds, anything, fishes, to destroy them all. But Noah found grace in the sight of God. He knew there was something in the floor. He has not seen it. But he believed God. Because God spoke to him directly, a revelation. And that's why all the rotten tomatoes they were throwing at him, we didn't read that one in the Bible. But the Bible taught us. And we believe. You see, that can stumble somebody now, a non-believer, who is not throwing onto his other life. Where is this reason that, you know, there were rotten tomatoes? No. Anything, any statement of the prophet, God sanctioned it in heaven. Are you following me? Any statement that came out of the mouth of William Branham, God stamped it. Because God, who did not allow one word of Prophet Samuel to fall to the ground but fulfill it, is making his word today through the mouth of William Branham, will not make it to fall to the ground. May God help us, church. So no matter how much. Look, my man said, throwing rotten tomatoes at him, a father and his son, they will, after they done it from far, they, let's go on the stroll. Then they will come to Father Abraham, Noah, when he was building the ark. Oh, well, my great-grandpa has told me that, look, you have been building this ark for this for so long. When are you going to finish? Where do you even find that kind of a thing? Go far, look at you. And when they are going now, they will throw rotten tomatoes. Wow. If an unbeliever should speak any harsh thing to you without the Holy Spirit, you will not be able to bear it. May God help us. Amen. Mama said, throwing rotten tomatoes at him
who have made him to be discouraged. But here we find that the Bible said he couldn't bother Noah. Noah was never bothered a bit because he knew that that rain was coming. Because I think the scripture where I put it down here, okay, that by faith, Noah, being warned of God of something that he has not seen with eyes, with his eyes, he was moved. He feared God and was moved and built an ark for the saving of his household by which, thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Hebrews 7, Hebrews 11, 11, 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Amen. But the man said, Noah, he knew that he did not complete that ark, not one man in his house will be saved. So no matter the scientists, whatever they come around, whatever they say, Noah stood his ground. Amen. Because he was ready to face criticism. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. But the man said, because at that time, they had the big pyramids, they bring sphinxes and things like that. They have embalming fluid that they could make a mummy to stay hundreds of years. I mean, a dead person. They have the type of what they call today embalming something. That we stay for hundreds of years. So it was becoming to Noah to stay true with the word of God, no matter what the critics will say. Are you following me? Now the prophet said, but God is saying, it was becoming to Noah, 104, please, to Noah, after he had known the plan of God, that he hammered away on the ark just the same, for he knew that only that ark would be the only thing that would float. No matter if it is scientifically proven there was no water there, if the word of God said it will rain, it is going to rain. And it did rain. Where are the Christians today? Where are the Christians today? By which he condemned the world. Because he was moved in fear. Revelation. God help us. Praise the Lord. The doctors or some scientists will say, your religion that you speak of, the Holy Spirit, and your speaking in tongues, and your manifestation is just a mental illusion that you are not filled with the Holy Spirit. There is no such a thing. And many thousands clergymen declare today that you are just walked up. There is no such a thing. And even some of them have said to me, why don't you join some good denomination and use your influence to further that denomination? We thank the Lord. He made us to know denomination is of the devil. Denomination is an idol. They are not of God. Any organization of human being is not of God. The word of God condemned it. The message of Yahweh condemned it. God help us. And some cried out. Now, here, Pentecostal groups that you are following with, that you are fooling with, that they are just a bunch of religious quacks. There is no such a thing as that. Oh my God. They are just mentally worked up. They don't have what they are talking about. We can prove it that they don't have it. Oh, brother, you are just too late. We know what we have. We are born again of the Holy Spirit. And we see his works right among us. Just like it was in the Bible time. If you believe in that same Holy Spirit, then why isn't he doing the same thing in your church? Because
He cannot change. He is God.
God cannot change now.
What he said he would do, that is what he had done. And what he said he would do, that is what he is doing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. May God help us, church. 1-1-1. If your daughter happens to come home from school and say, Mama, we prove today that the skull of the human being is just like that of the chimpanzee, or we have studied and we know that we all came from one single cell, that we are merely just animals. Don't you believe that? The prophet is giving us now divine instruction. Instruction that came from above. Because he was speaking here, every sermon is by inspiration. By none. Praise the Lord. Don't you believe it. If you are animals, you don't need to be wearing clothes. Is that right? Joshua now. Animal has no soul. It is human being that has soul now. May God help us, church. So their theory is false. So we believe the word of God. We are not, our skull, the skull of human being is not like that of chimpanzee. May God help us, church. Prophet said, don't you believe it. No matter what anybody says, any theologians, any doctor, any scientist, any teacher, you hold on unto God's word. For remember, we are building as Noah was in his day, we are building an ark. The ark today we are building is Christ. The word. The message of our day. Church, may God help us. Amen, amen. So Noah knew, if he didn't get that ark completed, that not only his own household could be saved. So he knew God, he knew God's plan. In the midst of criticisms, he didn't bother him one bit. He hammered right away on that ark. Praise the Lord. So he knew that it was only that ark that would float. And it was only that ark that floated. God help us, church. So no matter how much they say, there is no such a thing as the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Number 114, please. There is no such a thing as divine healing. It becometh unto us that we fulfill all righteousness, that we stand in this hour of trial and pound away on the ark of the Lord. We must stay with the true word of God today. Amen and amen. God help us, church. All right. I was talking to a lovely couple last evening, and there is a young man who has just been baptized and believes that there is only one God. And in a businessman's meeting, they won't let him testify because he doesn't believe there are three gods. Now, no matter what they say, it is becoming unto us that we fulfill all righteousness. The world will remain the same. When businessmen associations and all is gone, and churches will be no more, God's word will ever remain the same. It be coming unto us to fulfill all righteousness. Praise the Lord. 118. Have not the prophets spoken and be prophesied of this day? Remember those critics. It is becoming to them to fulfill that too. Believe, because it must be fulfilled also. So the critics must play their part in the word of God. They must fulfill their own part. Are you following me, brethren? They must fulfill their own part. All the critics in the time of Noah, they are now perished. They are completely gone. Hallelujah. The same thing in this our day, my brother, my sister. Oh, goodness. Critics. They came to the meetings of the prophet. And that's why he will warn the people. If you are a critic, if you don't believe this part, please kindly walk away gently. Because I will not be responsible to anything that happened to you. I'm under the law. God help us, church. Spastic children, I mean people that came and received healing, and critics, they come there and they were packed away, crippled. They were heavy and strong before they came into the meeting. But they were packed away, crippled. Do you remember the preacher and his 28 church members? Brothers and sisters, let us not play with Malachi for message. But the man will warn you and me, he will advise you and me, he will admonish you and me, we are not playing church. You either believe or you don't believe. Because if it's care, it will be terrible for you if you don't believe and then you claim you believe. May God help us, church. You remember the man? Brother Ben was to pray for an epileptic child. Then the spirit will not leave the boy now. But that is not what the angel told him. What the angel told him, that if you can get the people to believe you, not even cancer will stand your prayer. Here was an epileptic child. Cast out the spirit now, it will not go. Then he raised up. He said, what? Then he saw the man now with his 20 church members. They raised up their head like this. They were looking. Excuse me. Will you please bow your head and close your eyes? As he said, he didn't hear. And the church members. Then he sent an usher to them. Please go and tell them. Then they came. He came back and said, they said, we are a public gallery. We are not going to bow. We are not going to bow our heads. Okay? Then the woman said, oh Lord, don't let this boy pay, you know. I mean, don't let this boy suffer because of these disobedient people in the audience. Okay, you evil spirits, I give you this. That is why, parents, for Christ's sake, teach these young ones. We are reminding ourselves, teach these young ones to learn how to always bow their heads reverently. Are you following me? And your mother went and suffered in the week. I'm going to go there now. May God help you. When they want to pray for the sick, when pastor or the ministers want to pray for the sick, always bow your heads for Christ's sake. Never you say, let me see. Don't do it. Because there are evil spirits. We leave the person now and go and meet you. May God help us. So Abraham said, okay, I give you leave. You evil spirits of epilepsy, I give you leave. And the evil spirit left the boy now and went and dropped on them. It is becoming to fulfill righteousness. So the Christ is true. We have the scripture. 2 Peter chapter 3. Can you give us, brother? 2 Peter chapter 3. Praise the Lord. So is it, oh, brother, thank you. Verse 3, please. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts. And say, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. And this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God, the what now? The heavens that were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water. Whereby the one that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and the perditions of ungodly men. Praise the Lord. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. God bless you. So Christians must fulfill their part. Several ones like that. What about the man that came to make the prophet to bark like a dog? Oh, he just walking. He said that something. You doubt child of the devil. Why should I allow the enemy to make you to do like this? What about the one that wrote to the cancer, tuberculosis, this one? Say, I'm sick. Say, hold your hand. Bring your hand. You are not sick. You are aware. Say, I'm sick. See, you cannot buy, place bank or gym and things like that. What is happening? Then God opened his eyes and saw there last night in the dining table, had been covered. This and this. It is true. The other one says it is true. Okay, you wrote cancer. You didn't know what you wrote there now. You wrote cancer. You wrote tuberculosis. You wrote diabetes. Go and hugged. Church, may God help us. Noah, Noah, it bothered him not. And went right ahead because he knew God's promise. He knew what God was going to do. Amen. Because he had talked to God. And it was according to the word of God. And he went right on doing it anyhow. Hallelujah. Whether science could prove it or anything else, or how much criticism was put upon Noah, he stayed right with God's word and pounded right away. Why? It was becoming to him, because Noah was a prophet, and it was becoming to him that he kept the word of God. He stayed with it. It is becoming to any prophet, true prophet of God, that he stay with the word, regardless of what science says. May God help us. Alright, let's come down. 23:1-3. It is becoming to us. It is becoming to... Okay, here, the mother was in the hospital. He paused when he was preaching. He read something that he should pray for the mother. That the doctor had just left. Now, listen to the prophet. It is becoming to us. It is becoming to me now that I fulfill all righteousness. God's word comes first. No law like God's law. Now, Noah, no matter what the criticism was upon him, upon Father Noah, he knew where he was standing. You must know where you are standing today. Hey, brothers and sisters. May God help us. You must know where you are standing. No matter what persecution comes your way, on the account of the war, it will give you strength. Oh my. Praise the Lord. And so, he stayed right with the war, and he beat right out. He beat on the earth for the saving of his household, because it was becoming to him to do so. Amen. It is becoming to every Christian to stand by the word. Exactly right. Stand by God's word. Heavens and earth will pass away. You will pass away. I will pass away. Churches will pass away. Organizations will pass away. But God's word shall never pass away. Be faithful pilgrims. What an admonition. Be faithful. Choose ye this day whom you are going to serve. Whether the God that your father served, whether Baal, go and serve him. If God be God, serve him. With all your heart. If the message of the hour is being revealed to you, stay with it. Let go what may, my brother, my sister. I believe God is communicating to somebody here this afternoon, because you know yourself as individual. I know myself as individual. May God help us. Amen. Be faithful pilgrim. Here we have no continuous city. We are going somewhere. That is why the Bible made us today in this Hebrews chapter 11 that men of old, if they have been mindful of where they came out from and they had the opportunity, they would have gone back. But thank God it was revealed to them no matter what come their way, persecution, trials, testings, hard times, they stayed with the word of God. And today the promise was not yet fulfilled. And they are waiting on you, they are waiting on me. Church, may God help us. Alright. In the days of Enoch, this is another character now. Just before the flood.
What?
Alright. Praise the Lord. Prophet said, Noah knew that he was an Enoch knew that he was an example. Example of who? Example of the bride that was to go in the rapture. When he saw Noah pounding on that ark, he knew the time had come. And the Bible made us to know by faith, Enoch was translated. Because he had this testimony that he pleased God. He walked with God for 500 years and he pleased God. And he was not. So while Noah was pounding right on the earth, he knew that he was an example of those that know, of the one that know, to go in the rapture like the church today. So one day, he just went, kissed his wife goodbye, went to his children, grandchildren, kissed them goodbye. Daddy, are you going on a stroll as usual? He said, no, yeah. He said, I'm just going on a stroll. He didn't go the familiar way. But he walked the king's highway. The king's highway is the way of holiness. Let me read the prophet before we just speak on it. Daniel, then we close for the day. God bless you. But he never took the old familiar path that day. He took the king's highway and he went on to glory. It was becoming to him to do so. He didn't want to leave, but yet it was becoming to him that he fulfilled all righteousness because he was a type of the church today. He was a type of the church that is going to take an afternoon stroll one of these afternoons. We are going to strike the king's highway and away we will go. It's a question of time. Brothers and sisters, let's stay in the king's highway. One day, he's coming to take away his own. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, yes, it was becoming to Noah. It was becoming to Enoch that they fulfill all righteousness. All right, 132, please. 132. Then I want to speak of another man here. There was a man named Daniel. And he lived in the day of critics. You know, the children of Israel had been taken from their homeland down into Babylon. And there, they were sad. Amen. And for some 70 years, they had been down there, but there was a young prophet that went down with them by the name of Daniel. Praise the Lord. When you go to your higher institution, what is your priority? Your phone? Your handset? Or your sermon books? What is your priority? Daniel packed the scroll of Prophet Jeremiah along with him. And he was reading and studying. He was reading and studying. Then he found out, we have spent 68 years. At the age of 12, 14 years, can you imagine, you boys and girls, are you fooling around? What is worldly friends are going to give to you, but nothing? Don't be wrongly influenced. May God help us. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. He was there. And he and a little group, just a little handful of brethren, you know, there, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, who come to death by God's grace, had gone together and had vowed themselves to God. You see that? They vowed themselves to God. I pray that God will help me. I want to read something from here. Amen. They vow themselves to go. That what? Listen, though, listen, please. That they were not going to defy themselves with the modern trend of that day. Amen. They weren't going to fool with the king's meat. They weren't going to drink his strong drinks. They weren't going to attend his parties. But they were going to keep themselves holy and dedicated to God. For thus, it was becoming to them. It was becoming to Daniel, because he was a prophet, that he stayed with the word. Hallelujah. Any true prophet that knows the word of God, if he doesn't know the word of God, then he is not a true prophet. He's not a true prophet. Hallelujah. Any man that claims today to be a prophet, a minor prophet in the message of the hour, and see anything contrary to the word of God, is a false prophet. Am I the one saying it? A true prophet stays with the word. Whatever the word says, they stay right with it. No matter what the trend of the day, or what the modern church says, or what someone else says, or somebody else does something else, the true prophet stays right with the word. And Daniel knew that if he stayed with the word, what it cost him, it is going to cost him his popularity. Yeah. I read something to us on Wednesday. When you know, if you say you have the Holy Spirit, but the man said, God, the Holy Spirit will separate you from your associates. You brethren that have no guests with salsa in your employment, God be merciful to you. I hope you greet me when we close. Do you hear what I say? I say, you brethren that employ guests that are wearing trousers as one of your employees, I say, God be merciful to you. Did you tell them about the message of the hour? He knew it was going to cost him his fellowship with the rest of the brethren. It was going to cost him a lot of things. But they made an issue that they were going to pray to a certain God. Then, after that, they could go back and pray to any God. But you know something about God? We don't compromise with God. Hallelujah. There is no compromising with God. God says God. He doesn't expect you on Sunday to be Christians, praising Him, singing special number, and worshiping Him. And on Monday, wishy-washy and taking down and all kinds of thoughts that maybe I was wrong and I ought to have done this or that. We stay right center on God's word and lay right with it. You will pass away. I will pass away. The people you are compromising with will pass away. But God's word remain the same. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Sometime the upper week, I went out and I was coming, I want to buy toilet roll. I just bought in one of the supermarkets around. I just walked in, I saw girls in trousers. I asked one of them, please, where is the section for toilet roll? Then she directed me. Before I know what is happening, I just saw one of her sisters just appear. What? She dressed, not even short, but on a long skirt. May God help you. You are looking at me, oh. You are looking at me. She dressed so fine. She escorted me to where the counter is to pay. The accounting to something is to pay. So that's the thing. This one was just coming to me now. Let me say this. God sees your heart. Anywhere you are, in your higher institution, God knows everything about you. Papa may not be there. Mama may not be there. Pastor may not be there. Church member may not be there. Brother, sister may not be there. But God knows who you are. She wore her dress neat and clean and pleasing unto God. May God help you, sisters. May God help you, young ones. Okay, God be merciful to your one soul. Hallelujah. I want to come down. There is something here before we close. But Abraham said here that Daniel and his colleagues, handful of young men, they vowed a vow unto God. Young boys, young girls, listen to me. Can they give us communion of 62? Let me just read this one. He said, that is the brother Samuels. Praise the Lord. Then we close with this. Amen. 620204. You are there? I won't wait for you, please. Babam said, pardon? 6202 communion. Oh, sorry. 77. Please bear with me. I want to read this. Young boys and girls, I didn't just form this by myself. I was only listening to the sermon in the past week. So when I was going through this, then this something came to my heart. Listen, I had a story that was told me some time ago. I might have told it in this church. If I have, forgive me for repeating it, just to hit the point, the spot. There was an Indian guide, kind of an overseer of the Indians. He was traveling in the Navajo country and was got lost. His name was Koi. What did I put down here now? Sorry. Jack Koi. Okay? And he was going down a trail, a game trail, and thought, now, if I hit this trail, I will surely find water. And his horse was so thirsty, till his tongue was hanging out dry. The nostrils had turned red and caked with sand, and had held his handkerchief over his face because of the dust and things like that. You know, held his handkerchief over his face, in the sandstorm, until it was caked over, and he was perishing for water. And he was leading his horse when he struck the trail. And he said, when he got on the horse, he saw this game trail. Said, surely it will take me to water. So he jumped astride of his horse and started down the trail. My brother, I hope I'm not too fast. I'm too fast? Thank you. God bless you. And the horse knew also it was on the trail to water. How God gives instinct to the dumb beast. And down the trail it went. Finally, a few turns off to one side, just a very few off the beaten path. The horse wanted to turn that way, but Koi thought different. He tried to keep it in the main blade trail. And he started down, and the horse would not go. He spurred it, and it knickered. Just the sound, the cry of the horse now, and started the other way, and I started rearing it up. She was too weak to buck him off, so he started pulling the spurs to it again until he caught the horse. So excited to get water, his life would be spared until the horse stood quivering, bleeding, and he looked down there. And she was quivering like that and almost falling under him. He looked down at her and seen the blood, and saw the blood on his side. He was a Christian. That's Jacoy now. And he said to his horse, he said, I've often heard that a beast had an instinct. It doesn't look like that that little bitty bunch turned off that way will be going to water. It looked like this great path here will lead to where they go constantly to water. But sir, if you have carried me faithful this far, I will follow your instinct. Oh, how I think of that about Christ. The way to destruction is posted, you know, and blazed all the way. But there is a narrow road that leads to eternal life. Few there will be that find it only. Only not instinct, but the Holy Spirit will turn you aside to that, you know, to that water of life. All right? So finally now, Bible says to cut the story short, he followed the horse as it was going. Then a time came now, few miles, they just struck a hole of water. Now he cried, "We are saved." Please, pardon me. Paragraph A. Go down, paragraph 81. Go down, please. Where you see, no, he said, and pouring water down in his throat and screaming, "We are saved! We are saved! We are saved!" And the horse drinking and quivering, and he looked at her, at her bloody sides. Then all wept up from the spoil mat where he has already, injured the horse. And said, just then, he had somebody say, come out of that water. And he looked, and there was a little disfigured cowboy standing there. And he got out of the water. He said, he smelled fire. And he looked over, and there was a bunch of men camping there. They had been up on the prospecting outfit. They had struck some gold. And on the road, but they had their horses and pack horses along, and they come to this water, hole, and were resting, and they had all got drunk, and said they had some venison cooked. The odor enters his nostrils. Some venison cooking, and he did eat with them. And said, one of them said, take a drink. Are you following me? Boys and girls, are you following me? When he finished eating this bush meat with them, they said, okay, take a drink. He told them who he was. He was Jacoy, the Indian guide. So he said, well now, take a drink. He said, no. He said, I don't drink. And that is kind of an insult to the people. So he said, you will take a drink from us. There is no compromise in God. He said, no, I don't drink. So he threw the jug up and said, take a drink. Drunk already. All of them, about a half dozen. And so he said, thank you, boys. Said, if our venison is good enough to eat, our whiskey is good enough to drink. And you know how they are drunk. And he said, no, he said. And they threw a share in the rifle and said, now you will drink or else. Either you drink or we blow your head. He said, no, I won't drink. Is your mind here, children? Come on, damn it, no. Is your mind here? Listen, just listen. You have to make decision yourself. Wait. And he started aiming the rifle. Say, just a moment. Therefore, he said, just a moment. Say, I am not afraid to die. I am not afraid to die. He said, but I want to tell you my story before I die. The reason I don't drink. Say, I am a Kentuckian. And in a little old log cabin, one morning, where a mother lay dying, She called me to her bedside and said, Jack, your father died with a deck of cards in his hand across a table drunk. And the mother said, don't never drink. Guess, don't never allow anybody to kiss you. Hey. Boy, don't never take your first drink. Don't never allow any friend to cause you to take your first smoking of cigarette. Don't never drink, yak. Whatever you do. And he said, on my mother's brow, I lay my hands and I promise God. He promised who? Daniel and his handful of friends. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they made a vow to Jehovah God under the blood of goats and bulls. May God help us. I'm not just here to display anything. I'm reading the word of God to us. May God have mercy upon our one soul. And I promise God, as a little 10-year-old boy, I will never take my first drink. He said, I've never took it. And said, now, if you want to shoot, you just shoot. He knew that before the smoke of the gunshot will go down, you'll be in glory. Because Baba said he was a Christian. And as the drone raised his rifle and threw the job up, again said, take it or I will shoot. And just then, a gun fired and the job busted. Standing at the side of a canyon was a little old cowboy disfigured with tears running down his cheeks. He said, Jack, I too come from Kentucky. I made a promise to my mother one day, but I broke my promise. It's not yet too late for you. He said, I was waiting till these guys got drunk enough and was going to kill the whole bunch of them anyhow. Take their gold, take what they had. He said, but I've been a drunk and I've done wrong. But said, I am sure when my gun echoed up through the canyons of heaven, mother had me sign a pledge. I will never do it again. Does this word of God have any effect upon you? Does it have impact on you? Young boys and girls, even grown-ups, compromisers, are you here this afternoon? May God help us, church. And there, by the grace of God, he led all those people to Christ. All those out there. He led them to Christ. If we suffer with him, we are going to live with him. If you deny him, he remains faithful. He will not deny himself. No man ever trusted in God was ever disappointed. May God help us, church. Let us pray. Where are you this afternoon? Where is your stand for Christ this afternoon? Where have you failed God? In your place of work, testify bad testimony, following bad company that corrupt good manners. You have failed, but there is a way out. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Think on this, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Where is your stand for Christ? Are you fulfilling all righteousness in your day-to-day living, in your place of work? You government workers, Let's bring it home again this afternoon before I hand over. You government workers, when you go to your place of work, maybe you resume 7:30 and you get to your place of work 7:25, and there are people behind you to sign the time book, and then you enter the 7:25 and you see somebody have already written 7 o'clock, then you write 7:02 or 7:05. You are a liar. You are a compromiser. It has happened to me before in the days in the 70s when I was working with the Federal Minister of Housing, Federal Minister of Works and Housing at Race Course in Lagos. Oh my, we had a group. We stand our ground. Just young Pentecostal boys and young men at that time. We stood our ground. Oh yes, sir. Persecution will come, but it's going to strengthen you. Know that you are proving yourself as a light of the age. But of course, every light of the age should do the same thing. Are you doing the same thing? Like Noah did? Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did? Like Daniel did? I don't want to talk too much. The word of God is before us. Let me just call on the associate pastor. The rest is our hand. You know yourself. Let your heart be your altar. Let your heart be your altar. Where are you failing God? No matter what today, let others go the modern trend. Let them go the way of unrighteousness. Let them go the way of corruption. Are you ready to stand your ground? Do you give bribe before contract or what? I don't want to talk too much. It is becoming unto us to fulfill all righteousness. God bless you, church. Thank you.
Every time God's word comes, it comes to call us from our present condition, position, to follow Him. And are you ready to go with Him through the garden? Are you ready to go with Him through the judgment? Because sometimes when He calls, it might go through Gethsemane Garden, might go through judgment, through the hall of critics, where you will have to suffer mockery and scoffing, embarrassment, people making jests of you. But one thing sure is that He made a promise. grace and glory. Somebody still that desire the help of God. These are not for joking, it's not for routine or whatsoever. It's sincerity. When God's word comes, it's not for entertainment. It comes with sincerity and honesty, and it demands our attention and decision. Because at the end of this journey, if we do otherwise, we'll be asked why. You desire God's help in some areas, just raise your hand to Him as we offer this word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you, dear Lord, for your grace that has appeared unto us again in this garden for this afternoon stroke evening service. Through this message, Lord, that your servant has been re-echoing, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. We thank you, Lord, for all that we have learned, especially through Father Noah and his family. Mention was made of Daniel and his group, and this captivating story we have just heard of the boy that made a vow unto God when the mother spoke to him, and he was ready to keep that vow because he made it to God. Even facing death, he was ready to go and meet God with his vow. We thank you for such characters. We have them in the scripture. We also have them in our generation. We are grateful unto you. Lord, we heard of the one that has broken his own vow. And Lord, when he saw somebody courageous in the face of death to stand by what he has made a promise to God by, he also that day make a fresh pledge unto God that from today he will go back, renew that pledge, and stand with it the rest of his days. We pray that our life will write stories like that. Lord, may people look at us, look at our stand for you, look at our stand for your word, and through such, take courage to also do that which is right, Lord. If there be anyone that have gone the way of wrong, may you call such back, Heavenly Father. May these things that we have heard may not stand as jokes or entertainment to anyone. Not only have we heard it here, but Lord, may we take it to heart and meditate upon the same. May lead us to great decisions to serve you and serve you better. Let it be, eternal Father. May your spirit water them in our heart. May it be expatiated, O God. Let it be, dear Father, that will lead us to a closer walk with you in the name of Jesus Christ. The hands that are up, you are the only one that knows what is behind the hands. We ask that you attend to the request behind it and grant unto each one as he requested of you. Give us faith to be able to stand by our decisions. Courage, Lord, and revelation. Let it be, dear Father. Bless this word into our hearts. May the devil not succeed to steal any of it out of our heart, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Your servant you have used wonderfully. We ask you bless and replenish him and lead all the on of his ministry. Thank you for the entire day. We are so grateful. We are happy that we are your children and you are our Father. And we can come before you at any time to receive bountiful blessings from you. Blessed be your wonderful name. We would like to remember as many as we have used one way or the other to make these blessings of the day to be what it is, O God. May you bless everyone accordingly in the name of Jesus Christ. Whichever part that they have supplied, may they never go unrewarded, dear Father. We are commencing a new week, and you have started it with us in a wonderful way. Thou God that make a start, you also bring it to completion. We want the week to be full of your blessings, full of your favor, full of your protection, full of your provisions, Lord, full of your mercies and favors. In every way, may you shower your blessings upon us, Lord. Order our footsteps. Watch over our going out and coming in. Be with students, Lord. Be with workers and business people. Rebuke devourers for our sake. Give us good and perfect, Lord. Bless every service of the week. May we be drawn closer unto you. Supply our need, Father. Grant us great blessings this week, Lord. May we have greater testimony this week than last week, Lord, to the glory and the honor of your name. Thank you, Eternal Father. Those who are not here, watch over them, Father. Those who have traveled, be with them, Lord. We are so grateful, we are thankful unto you. May your name be glorified. As we depart here to go back to our homes, you brought us safely in the morning. May your angel guide us home, Father. Protect us from every evil of the way. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you give us a wonderful night rest also. We will sleep soundly and wake up stronger and healthy. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. For servants that went to Bakata, they bring them back safely. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. We thank the Lord for the day and the blessings. As we have announced in the afternoon that our next service we know is Wednesday, and then by Friday, we want to have another night vigil, the Lord helping us, and we trust that it will be a blessing unto us one more time. The Lord bless you richly. May it's coming glad in our hearts. Shall we rise as we sing from 166 for our hymn book 166. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. The mansions bright and blessed, he prepared for us a place. Oh, sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. Oh, in the mansion bright and blessed, he prepared for us. Oh, when we all, when we all get to heaven, oh, for a day of rejoicing that we, oh, that we be. God and pray in front of you. God bless you. But we meet again.
Rejoicing it will be. Oh, Jesus, sing and shout up.